We'd like to say we appreciate the opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord. We appreciate the opportunity to be able to help serve you for another year. Appreciate that. Really do. I'll try my best to give you all that I have. And do that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts from time to time. And I hope He'll bless us all together. Be my prayer. You gonna read with us this morning? We're gonna read some out of the book of Psalms, the 63rd chapter. 63rd chapter of the book of Psalms. We do need your prayers, need your help. We'd be able to get ourselves out of the way. I'll probably read the whole chapter. It's not but 11 verses. In your hearing. They're singing the song. It says, through it all, then it makes mention, said, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. And I'll say this, you'll have to. Yeah. You'll have to learn to trust Him. You can know all the right words and all the right songs and all the right verses. And if you don't watch it, you'll leave the Lord out of it. Yeah. I've always been this way, and I don't figure I'll change now. But if I ever heard anything, another preacher, or maybe just another testimony from somebody, or maybe me and somebody was just talking. If I ever heard something that I disagreed with, I didn't normally tell them. I didn't normally go to them. But I had a lot of thoughts. Well, why do they believe that? There's a reason. I know I say a lot, but I listen to Brother J.O. quite a bit. He preached to me. And normally when he preached, I left with something. It might not have been me and him in agreement, but I left with something. But I'd go home, and days after that, I'd think sometimes, well, just why did he preach that? How does he see that? You say, preacher, you ought not ask that. Well, there's normally an answer. There really is. You may not figure it out, but if you'll be earnest and honest about it, the Lord will help you. I have learned more on things that I disagreed with than I have with things that I agreed with. That's just FYI. Didn't cost you a thing. It's good to be here. I appreciate this opportunity. I trust and pray that you'll pray for us. I do need your prayers. 63rd Psalm. I got a little notation before this psalm. It says, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. Give you a little bit of setting where David was. You know, it's wonderful to be on the mountaintop. But you can't live there. There's got to be a valley. I sang an old song, says, I'm coming up the rough side of the mountain. I've wondered sometimes about that rough side. I never will forget. You'll get a little kick out of this. I'm going to tell you before I get into it. First time I'd ever come here, and it was coming up on deer season, and there were several of them asked me and I'd hunt any, and I said, well, yeah, I'll hunt. And they said, well, won't you come up? I said, we camp out before opening day, and we hunt that day. So I did. Never had been to Cahutta. Drove up there. Finally found where we was supposed to be. And that night, I don't know where it was, Buddy or Hubert, but one of them spoke up and said, you gonna be hunting right over there? I just looked across and said, why, it's just a little old hill there. Be good. Little did I know. I mean, little did I know what I was in for. I like to have not have made it to the top of that mountain. And I could see it just right there. But when I went down, it went way down. And had I not had a sling for my rifle wouldn't have made it. I can just tell you, I had both hands grabbing hold of trees and trying my best. rough. And going down the other side, you had to hold on too. You could fall and break your neck. But I got over there and I got in a place where I thought it was dark. I didn't know nothing about nothing. And I got over, and once it got daylight, and there had been a shot or two around me over, but I hadn't seen anything, and it got quiet for a while, and I got to walking around the area that I was hunting. Well, they was all kind of sighing. I mean, they sighing like I had never seen. So I was in a good place, but it was a rough mountain. I'm telling you. And the worst thing about it was, is I sat there and dreaded all morning long having to go back across that mountain. I just didn't know where I could make it or not. So sometimes we'll climb up a rough side to get to the good stuff. Sometimes. I'll be quite frank with you, I thought they was playing a trick on me. I really did. But they know what they was talking about. So sometimes a mountain ain't so bad. If you remember in the scriptures, I believe it was Elijah that gathered the king and all the people together, and he said, you come to Mount Carmel. He said, we're going to find out who God is. Exactly. First verse, 63rd chapter. It says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a day in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading the entire chapter, 63rd chapter, the book of Psalms. And I say again, I do need your prayers. We'll be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. And that for the service today, be my desire to give you that we feel the Lord has given us. And I'm going to be quite frank with you. This scripture I heard preached on just recently, real recent, just to be honest with you. Had a whole nother thought about it. I'm that away sometimes when I'm get a hold of something, or the Lord impresses me with something. It may be from somebody else. It may be from a message that they had preached and maybe took a different thought in a different way. But the Lord impressed me to go this way. So you just bear with us for just a minute. I'm going to ask, got a question? Well, I got a statement. Put it that way. Got more of a statement than I do a question this morning. The Bible says here, and it sort of stuck out with me, what he says also in the fore part of this chapter. It said, David's thirst after God's service in his sanctuary. David's thirst after God, service in his sanctuary. He is in the wilderness and he wanted something. I want to talk to us this morning, Lord help us, about seeking God. Seeking God. David was maybe in a little bit of a different place, a different time, and a different era, but I'll promise you one thing. David knew where his help come from. And he said it more and more and more, over and over, time and time, again in the book of Psalms, that his help come from the Lord. Seeking God. Is it possible today, my friend, that me and you need to seek God? Seek Him. Seek Him. Follow after Him. He said here that He followed hard He followed hard. My soul followeth hard after God, seeking God. You need God. Brethren, you and I, neither one will ever make it very far without the help of God this morning. We need Him. We need Him. Thank God, not just for the lost. Folks, we need Him in our life this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. He said, early, early will I seek thee. Woo! Woo! You know what early is? Brethren, it's when you hit the floor, thank God. Bible says here, he said, upon my bed at night, in the night watches. Glory to God, I'll seek you, Lord. I'll seek you. I'm going to tell you something. You and I both are better off seeking the Lord and His way. Yes, sir. And His way. It's not my way. It's His way. You know, so many times we get tied up today because of something we want and God ain't in it this morning. Amen. You don't have to amen it. It's the truth. These things that does not go my way, Crafton. Brethren, I found out in my life that I've got to seek after God. Amen. Yes, sir. Through it all. Do y'all know what that word all means? Do you know? Yes, you know. Through it all, Bruce, we've got to seek God in His way. It doesn't please me. I can tell you my thoughts are not His thoughts. Yes, sir. I've got thoughts just like you've got thoughts. And I'm going to tell you, my friend, sometimes my thoughts, my friend, don't line up with His thoughts. Yes, sir. You know what I have to do? You know what I have to do as an individual? I have to bring my thoughts under subjection. Thank God to His thoughts, His ways. Brethren, they're better than my way. Yes, they are. Seeking God. We think a lot of times that the lost is the only one that needs to seek God. I got news for you. You need Him. You need Him. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you know. I don't care who you know. Brethren, you need God in your life. Yes, you do. And you need some understanding of how God works. You know that? Bible says in the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs, it says, get wisdom. Get wisdom, for it's the principal thing. But he said, with all thy getting, get understanding.
Amen.
There's more than just knowing. Brethren, you've got to understand how to use it, thank God.
Amen.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. They used to come into the plant there and they say, we're going to start a new program. And you know what you had to do? You had to go through. Well, we're going to teach you. We're going to teach you. And they'd send people in and they'd teach you for 2 or 3 weeks, day in, day out. And you know what they taught you? They taught you how to use that program.
Yeah,
that program was nilch. It was Greek. Until you, if you didn't know how to use it.
Amen.
Ain't that the way it works? I'm not an idiot by no means. But I'm unlearned in a lot of things. And the truth of it is, I'll stay unlearned. You know why? Because I've got no desire to learn a bit. Don't want to learn about it. No, sir. No, sir. Got no reason. I got no reason to go home and get on that computer and learn a new program. Got no reason. Now, I'm going to tell you something else just in case you was wondering, my friend. I got no reason to go and find me a new sermon. Hallelujah! Glory to God! I know one thing, God, that knows you.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, he does. He knows you better than I know you. Yes, he does. I hope and pray. I really do. There's one thing me and you both need to do. We need to seek God and his ways, my friend. Learn of him. Learn of him. Through it all, I've learned to trust Jesus. I've learned to trust God. How many of us has got the faith of Abraham? Can I say this, and I believe the Bible will back it up? If you're born again, you're a child of Abraham.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yes, you are. And the truth of it is, if you had the time to run the genealogy, you could probably run your genealogy back to Abraham. Yes, sir. I ain't never done it, but I figured you could. You come from somewhere. Yes, sir, and it wasn't no monkey see, monkey do. No, sir. Think about it, folks. Think about it. There's a lot of theories out there, and that's exactly what it is, a theory. Yes, sir. These people, my friend, more educated than you and I. And there's people that's more ignorant than me and you in a lot of things, but are well educated.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Amen.
Did you know you didn't have to have a dime to be rich? Oh, preacher, I'm telling you, what, preacher, I'm flat broke. You can be rich.
Amen. Amen.
And not have a penny.
Amen.
Thank God to rub together.
Amen.
Listen to me. Brethren, he'll make you rich. Thank God more than this world can.
Amen.
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 Yes, he will. Yes, he will. There's something that David wanted. In this chapter, there's something that David wanted. Do you know what he said? He said, Lord, he said, I'd like to see you as I have seen you in the sanctuary. Woo! Glory to God! In all your glory! Hallelujah! I'd like to see you this morning.
Amen.
You can.
Amen.
You can. I'll guarantee you, you can get over yonder on US-1A1, A1A, and you can run down that coastline. They may have built some different buildings, but I want you to know the view is the same.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. They ain't moved the road.
Amen.
You hear me? View. We used to go down, and I could tell just by the scenery.
Bless him, Lord.
It wouldn't be long. Wouldn't be long. We'd be there. Can I tell you something? You seeking God, I'll guarantee you, you'll run across some familiar scenery. Yes, you will. You'll run across some familiar sights. Glory to God. David wanted to see him. Thank God, just like you had seen him before. Don't tell me you ain't never been in a good meeting, my friend, that you ain't had a desire to get back. Yes, sir. I don't care who you are. Brother, the Spirit of God get a hold of you to where you don't know who you are. I'll promise you, it won't be long. You'll get to thirsting after that. Huh? Woo! Ain't that what David done? Thank God, he said, I'm thirsty and there is no water, thank God. You ever had a drink when there wasn't none? Woo! Glory to God, I would to God. You say, preacher, I don't know how you can get so happy. I got news for you. I took a happy pill. Glory to God! And brethren, joy overwhelmed my soul. Heaven came down. Oh, and glory filled my soul. I wonder this morning if we've quit seeking God. Have we quit? It ought to be our desire. Do you know, I'm going to tell you how this thing works. I can go over there and turn the switch off and these lights will go out. They will. They'll go out. Well, preacher, that's the way it works. That's the way it works. Switch gets turned off and you're separated. You're separated. It separates. All it does is cut the power. Cuts what juice? It's live. It's live on one side. Could be live on both sides. You get a hold of the wrong screw. Yes, sir. You get a hold of it like that, my friend, it'll light you up.
Amen.
Well, preacher, it's turned off. It don't matter. There's live. There's live electricity coming in here. Yes, sir. And it's wonderful, my friend, that we've got just where we can flip a switch.
Yes.
I lived, my friend, my grandmother and granddaddy, they lived out in the country. They didn't know what a hot water heater was. You hear me? They had a power line that come in. One line. One little old line. They had one line that went to the living room. And they didn't have no switch on the wall. They had a string that hung down far enough where my grandmother could get a hold of it. And that light didn't come on unless she was needed it to see something. Huh? You go in there and turn that light on, and my friend, you'd liable to get a whooping. Yes, sir. Why is that, preacher? Because Papa had to pay the power bill.
Yeah.
And he knowed when that light come on, my friend, it's costing him.
Yeah.
And they had a radio in that living room, and that radio never did get turned on except on Saturday evening. I ain't lying. Listen to me. I had another grandmother and granddad. They was a little more cityfied. I'll just say it that way. It's the way we're country and we're city. There's more cityfied. They had lights in every room. They didn't turn them on, but they had them. And they had a meter on the side of their house, one for the power going to the house, and the other one for the power going to the hot water heater. Yes, sir. Two. And if that hot water heater turned on too much one month, you know what happened the next month? Huh? Yes, sir. It did not work. It did not come on. Could not pay the power bill. You listen to me. You say, preacher, what's all that got to do with something? I got you to know and want you to know that sometimes we cut our own electricity off. We cut ourselves off. Most of the time. I'll say 100% of the time. It ain't what others have done. Brethren, it's what we have done. Just cut us off. Yes, sir. Preacher, I don't know about all that. I want you to know that there's life in you. Yes, they are. This is what David said. If I can find it. Thus will I bless thee while I live. Do you hear that? Thus will I bless thee while I live. Do you think David sought the Lord? Did he seek after God? What did he want above all things? In his life, what did he want above all things, folks? He wanted the Lord.
Amen.
He sought after the Lord. And the Bible teaches me that he was a man after God's own heart. And what did he want, Jeff? He wanted the Lord.
Amen.
What do we want today? I guarantee you every one of us could write a book on what we want.
Yeah.
You know why we don't have all our wants? I'm just going to be plain with you. It's because we want the wrong thing.
Amen.
I got wants. And I'll promise you, you've got wants. But the most thing that we ought to press after and seek after in our lives, my friend, is God. You say, preacher, I ain't no preacher. I ain't gonna do that. David, my friend, you know who David was? He was Jesse's son. And he was a keeper of the sheep. Was he not? Shepherd. Young man, keeping the sheep. Saul got rejected. And the Lord told Samuel, said, you go to the house of Jesse.
Bless him, Lord.
He said, I've got me a man there. Samuel looked for a man. Do you know that? He did. As they come down through there, he'd look and they'd say, boy, this is it. This is it. This is going to be good. And the Lord didn't give him.
Nope.
Didn't give him.
Nope.
Have you ever read the scriptures where it says, and a little child shall lead thee? I'm going to tell you, sometimes it'd do us good to watch the children.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Well, preacher, they don't know nothing. They might know more than you do. They might have something, my friend, that you need.
Amen.
Me and you included.
Yes,
seek God.
Yes,
seek God. There ain't one thing you got to remember about this message. Seek God. When you get thirsty, I'll promise you, you'll get to looking for a drink. Yes, you will. You'll get to looking for something to satisfy that thirst. Have you ever just got thirsty and you just drank and drank and just kept drinking and kept drinking? Just seemed like nothing satisfied.
Yeah.
Nothing. Whether it's water, whether it's Gatorade, or there's a soda, didn't matter. You just couldn't find the right combination to satisfy that thirst. Do you know there ain't but one thing that'll satisfy the thirst of your soul?
Yes, come on.
Not but one thing. It doesn't matter whether you're saved or whether you're lost. My friend, it takes God to satisfy that soul.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Why shouldn't we seek Him? Why shouldn't we seek after Him? Why shouldn't we follow hard after Him? Why? You know, and I'm going to say this. We're living in a time, my friend, and a day to where people come to the house of God and they're full. You hear me? They're full. Got nothing they need. Got nothing, my friend, that really they want. But the truth of it is, there's something about that soul that it only takes God to fill. I don't care what other kind of junk you put in there. It will not satisfy.
Amen.
Will not. It's just like a lost person being in the midst of a service and God dealing with him.
Amen.
I can tell you very, very vividly, and seems like it's just yesterday.
Bless him, Lord.
The very first message that I heard in the Baptist church, I could not tell you what the man preached.
Yeah.
I've told you before. I thought he was a madman.
Yeah.
I did. But what he said didn't go with me. What he said didn't really bother me. But folks, say something went home with me. Yes, sir. Very first time.
Amen.
Went home with me. I laid my head on my pillow that night, and I want you to know I didn't sleep. Something was tearing me up. I didn't understand. I didn't know what it was. But I'm going to tell you something. That soul of mine was hungry. That soul of mine was seeking. Yes, sir. And I didn't know what it needed. I love the old song. I've mentioned it several times. Sister Dolly and Sister Lois down at Union Grove used to sing it. Said, I long for him, and I knew not what I longed for. I searched for him, and I knew not what I searched for. But when I found Jesus, then I searched no more.
Amen.
He filled the longing in my soul. Woo! I'm glad to tell you, he's the only thing that can.
Amen.
Seek him today. Seek God. Seek God. You know what the New Testament says? It says, ask and it shall be given thee. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. That's what the book says. And everyone that seeketh, findeth. And everyone that knocketh, the door is opened unto them. Yes, it is. That's what the New Testament tells you. So you know, in the midst of all that is seek. 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 Lord, there's something wrong with my life and I don't know what it is. You don't need to know. You just need to know what will satisfy it. You might not can put your finger on the right thing. You might not put your foot in the right place. My friend, you may not turn the right direction, but I'll promise you if you'll seek God, he will guide your footsteps. He will. He will. How the little woman that had the issue of blood, how did she find Jesus? In the midst of a crowd. And she said, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. She believed it. Can I tell you something? She sought it. Can I tell you something else? She found it. Glory to God! He is still findable today.
Amen.
You know what Isaiah says? He said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. That not what it says?
Yeah.
Can I ask you another question? Why was it in the midst of a crowd and him going down the street, my friend, that he went home with a little man by the name of Zacchaeus? Listen. He didn't seek Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus sought him. Yes, sir. He climbed up the sycamore tree, did he not, Jeff?
He did.
I want to see him. Jesus come to him and he said, make haste and come down.
Yeah.
Why? He said, this day I'm going home with you.
Yeah.
going to your house. Brethren, he can leave with you this morning if you'll seek him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why wouldn't we as God's people seek God for our direction? Why wouldn't we? Shame on us. Seeking God. I believe David found him. David tried to live. You say, preacher, David sinned. He did. And God forgave him. I believe if we could pull David up, that he'd tell you out of his own mouth worst mistake he ever made in his life. Yes, sir? Preacher, I don't know about that. Well, I got news for you. You ain't going to get forgiven if you ain't godly sorrow.
Amen.
Preacher, you can't preach. Yes, I can. You're not going to get forgiven unless you godly sorrow. Yes, sir. Godly sorrow worketh repentance. And repentance that need not be repented of. Yes, yes sir.
Amen.
Listen to me. You want a happy life with the Lord, seek him. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Preacher, he's in my life. I got saved years ago, but I'll just be on. I don't never get anything out of the service. I wonder if we started right here and went all the way around this church, who ain't getting nothing out of this service?
Yes.
You wouldn't admit it. I'm going to tell you why you ain't getting nothing out of the service. Go home, get in that bathroom, and look in that mirror.
Amen.
Well, preacher, if we had a different preacher, if we had a different this, or if we had a different that, it wouldn't help. It wouldn't help. I'm going to tell you something that you already know, and you already know how it works. If you get in trouble, and I mean trouble, you know where to go. You know who helps you. You know who listens to you. And he does. And he does. God help us. Seeking God. It ought to be our number one priority. You say, preacher, we're concerned about the lost. You'll never get concerned about lost unless you seek God.
Amen.
Promise you. I promise you. You seek the Lord, you see where your heart's desire winds up.
Amen.
Preacher, you're telling me the truth. Yeah, but are you going to do anything about it? Seek God. David, of all men, my friend, ought to be an example. He got in the wilderness, my friend, and his number one priority was to seek God. Seek the Lord. You said, preacher, he had enemies out against him. Well, you've got them too. You do. You've got them too. I've got them. You've got them. You don't think you need help? I'm going to tell you something. Brother J.O., I can't help it. I quote him just as long as the Lord gives it to me. He said, every man ought to get backed in a corner where there wasn't no way out but God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
I agree with it.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Preacher, I ain't got there yet. Well, you just keep running and you will.
Amen. You will.
Yes, you will. Seek God. Seek God. Ain't nothing wrong with seeking God. You know, If we sought the Lord as much as we sought everything else, my friend, you'd be the biggest Christian living.
Amen.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. We seek a lot of things, and it ain't God. You say, preacher, why couldn't you have picked a different message? Well, I asked the Lord that. I did. John Michael, I asked him, Lord, why? And then he come back. That's all he give me. I said, thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Preacher, you hadn't preached it yet. Yeah, but thank God I've enjoyed it. Seeking God. There's nothing in this world, folks, that will take and satisfy your soul like the Lord will. Nothing. When I got saved, I knowed I was saved. Do you hear me? I knowed. Hey, something happened to me. I don't know about you. I can't give your testimony, and I'm not going to try to. But there's something happened to me. And I went to the school. I got saved on Wednesday night, prayer meeting. Thursday morning, I went to the same school I'd been going. I'm going to tell you something, folks. This just don't happen. Well, it didn't with me. I walked up, never will forget it, walked up on the balcony. There's five or six boys standing around. Wednesday morning, I was right there with them.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Monday, all days passed. We was all talking. Robert, we talked a lot. We was big.
Yeah.
We was all in sports. Yes, sir? And we talked about some things on Wednesday that I didn't think was too bad.
Amen.
But Thursday morning when I walked up and walked over to where the boys was, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Them boys was talking just like we did Wednesday. Just exactly. And folks, I kid you not, there's something just struck my heart. Pierced it. Yes, sir. Condemned me. Yes, sir. And I didn't know what condemnation was. You hear me? I didn't know how this thing worked. But I knowed what I was hearing, I didn't need to be a part of.
Amen.
You hear me? And I loved them all. Enjoyed being around them. And I didn't want to hear all that other. Why didn't you, preacher? Well, you're going to have to ask the Lord about that.
Amen.
Because it changed from Wednesday night to Thursday morning. Yes, sir. Just like that. Preacher, you changed it and you'd separated and you done this. I done no such thing. He cut me to the bone. Let me know right quick, Bruce. I didn't need to be a part of that.
Amen.
You hear me? I didn't need to be a part of that. I didn't know what saved meant. I didn't know what come with being saved. No, sir. I didn't know the benefits.
Yes, and Lord.
I did not. I did not know the benefits of being saved. But I'm going to tell you something. I kept coming.
Amen.
And I kept coming.
Amen.
And I kept listening. And that Spirit of God get a hold of me. And it'd start telling me things. Scared me to death. Didn't know what to do, how to do. Just get in the Word.
Yeah.
Read your Bible.
Amen.
Testify when He lets you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, John Michael. I'm glad he gave me a testimony. You said you was glad to feel what you felt this morning. Thank God there's a reason for that. Do you know that? They are. You seek God and see if he won't be found. See if you can't find him. Yes, sir. He can be found. You seek after him. I'll promise you, he can be found, folks. Come and get a verse of a song. I don't know your heart or what you stand in need of. And I believe with all my heart, David, if David needed to seek the Lord, I believe me and you need to seek him.
Yes.
I believe we'll be in the same shape that he was. Can I say this? David must have seen something in the sanctuary that he desired. He desired, Lord, I want to see you. I don't want to just see you, Lord. I want to see you like I've seen you in the sanctuary. Glory. Wonderful. When God passes by, there ain't nothing like it. There's not anything in this world that'll satisfy your soul like God. Nothing. Nothing. I don't care how far you excel in this world. I don't care how important, quote, quote, you think you are. I don't care, my friend, what title you run under. I'll promise you one thing. There's nothing that will compare to the relationship that you have between you and God.
Amen.
It means that much.
Amen.
It means that much. It means that much to me. That I, my friend, might have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord works in different ways. I know he does. And I believe the Lord made a lawnmower to where he could talk to me.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Might not mean nothing to you. Preacher, a lawnmower? Are you serious? My neighbor and I worked at Ace Hardware down there. Josh, when he was off during the summer, I'd make him mow the grass. And my neighbor lived across the highway down the house over there. She come into the store one day and she said, "Don't you live down on 41? I said, "Yeah." "It's up on that hill?" "Yeah." She said, "Who is it over there that sings the whole time they mowing?"
Yeah.
I said, "Well, it must be Josh." I said, "I ain't been mowing lately." She said, "He must love it." I said, "He hates it." He hates it. But, listen, God knows how to get us still, folks. Not only that, he knows how to talk to us. And sometimes the conversation, my friend, don't go like we want it to. Do you hear that? Sometimes it don't. Sometimes, Kraft and I have to say, "Lord, help me." Yes. "Lord, help me. I didn't see it that way." You hear me? There ain't none of us sitting here got all the answers.
Amen.
I'll promise you, you got more questions than you do answers. I'll promise you. But I'm going to tell you one that does. But the fact of it is, you're going to have to seek him.
Amen.
You're going to have to seek him. You're going to have to call him. I'm not one. I'm not one, never have been. I ain't going to start today. I don't get on the phone and ask all my preacher brethren how this works or how that works or what's going on with this and what do I need to do about this. I don't do that. I don't, Bruce. Now, if you do, I ain't got nothing wrong with that. I've had a lot of them call me, yeah. But they'll tell me, they say, well, you didn't give me nothing. I said, yeah, I did. Yeah, you did. Yeah, I did. Think about it. Think about it. When you really absolutely got to know, where do you go? Do you not go to him? Do you not seek him? Let me ask you another question before I hush. Who can fix your problem? Not one. Not one. It takes him.
Amen.
You know, David cried out in one place and he said, my heart is fixed. Oh, Lord, my heart is fixed. You know what it is to have a fixed heart? Let us stand. If you don't, you can get it fixed.